Major League Baseball is still feeling repercussions more than a week after slugger Sammy Sosa's cork bat shattered in a game between his Chicago Cubs and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. A lot of players and fans, especially the younger ones, are still talking and wondering about Sammy's corked bat. Major League Baseball reduced Sosa's suspension from 8 games to 7 on Wednesday, but it may still take a while longer before baseball fans let the matter rest. Teenager Greg Delaney was at Oriole Park at Camden Yards for Game 1 of the Orioles Interleague Series against the Cubs. The young man is obviously a Cub fan. He was wearing a hat with the team's logo and a jersey with Sosa's name and number 21 on the back. Though he did not agree with what Sosa did, he was ready to forgive him.
He did something wrong, but he's willing to pay for it, and he admitted to it. Unlike chasing after the bat, he acted like normal, so I figured it was a mistake. He used it in batting practice to make a show for the crowd, and I think he just picked up the wrong one. Everybody makes mistakes.
Cubs manager Dusty Baker has never condoned Sosa's use of the corked bat, but he says Sammy is handling the controversy the right way.
He apologized for it. He said he was wrong. And at the same time, you got to realize that nobody's perfect. If you do something wrong, this is how you handle it. I think Sammy's handled it about as honestly and straightforward as you can handle a bad situation.
But that bad situation started when Sosa broke the rules and had the bat corked. A portion of the barrel of the bat was hollowed out, and the empty space packed with small pieces of cork. The opening was then sealed with a wooden rod, making it difficult to detect. Players have their bat corked in the belief that the lighter bat will speed up their swings and that the ball will rebound off the bat faster, allowing them to hit it farther. Cubs second baseman Mark Grudzielanek told VOA Sports he had never corked his bat, but that many players are tempted.
You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you play around with it to see the difference. And, you know, why do pitchers lube up, use sandpaper, and go out there with tar on their glove and do other things like that? You know, they're cheating too. And, I mean, it happens. Everybody does it in the game.
So how much cheating is going on, according to Grudzielanek?
Well, obviously a lot more than you guys think, but I don't know what goes on out there as much as, and I'm even playing the game, so there's things that go on out there, and obviously if you don't get caught, nobody knows, and unfortunately Sammy got caught.
Getting caught cost Sammy more than a 7-game suspension. It could have cost him his reputation. In the eyes of some fans, Sosa's accomplishments, such as his more than 500 home runs, have been tainted. Perhaps all of the homers were hit with legal bats. Or maybe some were powered out of Wrigley Field and onto Waveland Avenue by corked bats. The sad truth is that the fans will never know for sure. In Washington, this is Steve Shive, VOA Sports.